Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I would like to extend my warm welcome to members of the expert mechanism and express my gratitude to the Secretariat for their excellent organization of the 8th session of the expert mechanism. My delegation seized this opportunity as well to reiterate its support for the expert mechanism mandate. As per the Council's mandate, we emphasize the importance of focusing on the international dimension of the right to development and how it can be effectively be implemented at the national, regional, and international levels. The Islamic Republic of Iran also expressed its appreciation to the expert mechanism on the right to development for introducing their 5 studies. We have reviewed the introductory reports of these studies and recognized their significance. However, we also acknowledge that these issues are not the sole pressing concern within the context of the right to development. The right to development is fundamental for the realization of the other economic, social rights, and political rights. As per Council Resolution 54/18, the draft Covenant on the Right to Development has been submitted to General Assembly for adoption after negotiation among states in New York, if necessary. We firmly believe that the legally binding instrument on the right to development represents a crucial step forward in achieving the right to development for all. Key topics related to the right to development, such as the equal opportunities for women's participation in the development process, the right to development in international development cooperation, climate justice, climate finance, sustainability, and artificial intelligence as regulations and right to development are all critical. These topics not only impact other areas, but are also susceptible to the effects of global crisis. In these areas, it's imperative to identify barriers and challenges while also addressing implementable ideas and initiatives to remove obstacles that could undermine the realization of the right to development. The multifaceted socio-economic consequences of global crisis, the severe impacts of unilateral coercive measures and other global challenges and crises have exacerbated inequalities within and among countries. These challenges have reversed hard-won development gains in various nations. This highlights the pressing need to focus on realization of the right development, aiming to no nation left behind. It must be said, with deep disappointment, that the international economic and financial order does not offer a promising prospect for reducing inequalities between countries. When faced with the reality of international and global crisis, the gap between developing and less developed countries widens and deepens even further. This message is clear, that is that existing international order is not structured in a way that can help narrow this gap, and in practice, it's ineffective in this regard. The structure of the international financial and economic order is not the sole issue. Unfortunately, the endeavors of developing countries to attain balance and sustainable development are frequently obstructed by factors beyond their control. These impediments include the imposition of unilateral coercive measures by developed countries and an undue insistence on overcompliance by others. Unilateral sanctions intentionally and indiscriminately inflict harm on the right development of the nations they target. As illustrated in many occasions by unilateral coercive measures special rapporteur, the use of unilateral sanctions, secondary sanctions, overcompliance has an overall adverse effect on a broad spectrum of the human rights, including civil and political rights, economic, social, and cultural rights, as well as the right to life and the right to development. In conclusion, my delegation is looking forward to constructive participation in discussions of 8th session of the expert mechanism. I thank you, Madam Chair. Mm-hmm.